Well, I am Debbie, and you know what? I just want you guys to know, I stand here today, and I am just honored, and it's just sweet to be here. I am such a mother. I hope you don't think of me as a speaker, because I'm just sharing my heart today, what God has placed upon me. And this thing right here, is this how it's supposed to be? Does it work? Okay. Well, it's funny, but my talk I titled Be Still and Play. So, I just, you know, Psalm 46:10 has been a big Bible passage to me in my heart, and the Lord says, be still and pray. And I have honestly just been so aware of how busy we are. And I've seen generations in front of me and before me and backwards, and it's just busy, crazy busy. And so I am here to wave a big flag and say, we need to slow down. And I think that we need to really get the things that are important on the front of the page. I think what I hear is our society is telling us to be busy, 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 to fill your day, that to be busy is to be important, to have something to do, to call your own is so important. And it's a, we hear all the time, don't deny yourself. You can do this. You can do that. Sign up for this. Sign up for that. We need volunteers at school. We need volunteers at church. Turn your cell phone on. Could you be in charge? They're coming over for dinner tonight. We need dinner. We need dinner. I have to fix a dinner. I have to fix a dinner for so-and-so tonight. They're sick. We need volunteers for Girl Scouts. We need volunteers for Boy Scouts. Oh, but it wouldn't be the same without you there. We need volunteers for basketball. We need volunteers for soccer. We need volunteers for baseball. And could you be the team mom? Would you be able to head up the costumes this year? How about co-chairing? You haven't checked your email yet? Why didn't you come? What are you doing today? Why don't you come over? Let's do lunch. Another Pampered Chef party? Okay, it's Johnny's birthday party. We need to buy a present. Chuck E. Cheese. Join this. Read that. Come here. Do this. Oh, I have a free day. What do I do? You know what, you all, when I just wrote down these little things, I mean, it's amazing. When I was going over this, it just made my heart pound. And honestly, sometimes my head is spinning with how fast that we are going. And I just think that it just seemingly the order of this day is just to be go, go, go. I want to encourage you all, really and truly. I want you to hear these words, to be still and play. I want to wave that flag, and I want to say, please, please look carefully at your life and know what's important. Because someone is going to pay the cost for our over-involvement and our go-get-em-ness. I was at Target a few weeks ago with my son, Trevor. Oh, I should tell you about my kids. I do have three kids. My oldest is 15, Carrie Ann. She's a sophomore at Southridge High School. And she just started playing basketball for them, for the JV2 team. So that's been a new adventure, and we're thrilled. Trevor, our 13-year-old son, is also playing basketball again this year, and he's on a competitive tournament team, and just a great boy, looks a lot like my husband. And Carissa is a sixth grader, and she is a just 11-year-old going on 16 at Conestoga Middle School. And you know, it's just funny because as I talk with you guys, I've put this chat together, I thought, I am so speaking to myself, and So I'm speaking to myself as well. Anyway, Trevor and I, we had a wedding to attend, and all of a sudden Trevor had grown and he had no clothes to wear. And so, you know, I went to, you know, all the good stores, and I was absolutely refused to pay $45 for a pair of khaki pants. And so, honestly, I was desperate, and so I went to Target. And I love Target, but I personally have never really shopped there for Trevor's clothing. And I just said, okay, we're going. And so we did. We went there, and honestly, I found a whole outfit plus two extra pairs of sweats and a pair of shoes for under $75. Khaki pants, shirt, two pairs of sweats, long sleeve shirt, and shoes. It was insane. But when we were there, all of a sudden I hear this mother and this yakking, and I hear this little child, and I turned around, and this little one was probably 4 or 5 years old, and the mother was charging ahead, and the little girl was walking, kind of drooping, and the father was behind, looking rather sheepish, and this little girl was just whining, and she was fussing, and it was like, it wasn't, I want this, I want that, it was, oh, you know, okay, can we go? And her mother was like, oh, would you please stop fussing and whining? We are getting these things done. We have got to get this done and stop complaining. What would so-and-so think if she heard you now? And I just stood there. My heart just ached, and I just thought, I just had to be still and say, Debbie, stop. Don't go over there. But I wanted to just look at her and say, stop. It's 9:30 at night. You have your little child here, dragging her on whatever errand it is you needed to accomplish. And I just wanted to teach. I wanted to say, please look and see. Please look and see how this is impacting this little child. You know, perhaps they did have something important to accomplish, but it could have been done differently. But it seemed like they didn't even care. It just, you know, they were just dragging this sweet little thing through this door, and it just broke my heart. And I know you guys don't function that way, and I trust that you don't, because you are moms that are here, that you've taken time to come and to be still and to listen, to be encouraged by each other, to maybe be challenged by me and inspired, and I just, that's a sad picture, and I just think the bar needs to be lifted for our society, and I think that sweet mom who I saw, who was stressed and undone, you know, she needs to understand the incredible importance and value of the role she is playing in her life during this season. You know what? I just want to stop for a moment, and I just want for 1 minute, I just want you to talk to your neighbor, and I want you to discuss briefly your day. And I want you to review the pace of your life at this season in time. Okay? So I'll start the clock. Go. Okay, 30 seconds.
I was driving to church, and I was like, I'm not right here. And I'm like, I'm not sure. 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 I'm not sure
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, ding, ding, ding. Okay. Did you get it out? Did you? Oh, my word.
We all feel better now.
Okay. You know what? You all, I just want you to know, to do your job, it is so huge. It is the most important thing in my, it is the most important thing on this planet. And I trust, I just hope so much that each of you have a living and active relationship with Jesus Christ, because truly through him and because of him and his strength and power and insight, he's the only way we can get through our days. He's the only way that we can have wisdom to parent, to be a spouse, to be a friend. And, you know, the Bible says, 2 Peter 1, with him is everything that we need for life and godliness. And so he is the one that we can look to and have a relationship with to give us strength and power. Okay, so what is your pace? What's your pace? Are you going, 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 going? I mean, really, does anybody have it? I mean, does anybody have a quiet life in here? And I'm so thrilled if you do. No quiet lives.
I have to ask. Because even though we're not going, 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 it's not quiet.
No.
Like, you have to
home. You make more mess if you stay home.
Yeah.
Well, not, I mean, so...
Yeah, and you know what? I think some of it could be personality. Some of it could just be how we're wired. Some of it, I think today is what I've just am sharing. And maybe truly it's more of a warning for you guys. But I think that what I just wanted to share truly is that it is so important that we be still. And it starts here, I think. Right here and right here. And okay, bottom line basics. Your home, your family, your housework, your groceries, your meal prep, your meal planning. Those are the things, your housework, the babies, the naps. Those are the things that probably fill your days. The running, let me back up, running. I don't want us to be in such a run mode. And maybe you're not in that run mode. I think that when our spirits are frazzled and we have so much to do, that it truly makes our children freak out. It does. And, you know, I know that it does at your ages. And it does at my age and my kids' ages. I think that when we say yes to so many things, or even a couple things, I mean, at this time in your life, you may not have enough of you to say yes to anything extra. And I need you to know that that's okay. As a young mom, I always felt terribly guilty for not joining this and saying, I'll be in charge. I just couldn't do it. That's just how I was wired. And granted, I think after 5 years of infertility and the miscarriage, my heart truly was in my home. But I think that when we say that in our minds that we go, 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 that it really does create such a distraction, and it keeps us, I think, from doing the things that we need to do, probably our priorities, when we are so busy, when we say, yes, I can make that party, or yes, I can chair that thing, oh, co-chair, it won't be as much, okay, or, yeah, It does. It impacts our time. And I think that it's, it gives us less energy for the things that are extremely important. Less energy to parent well, to be able to sit down and, you know, look little Susie in the face and say no and explain and readdress instead of no. Instead of saying, you know, the patience level, it changes. It very much changes. I think it can cause, when we're too busy and say yes to too much, it can really cause us to be emotionally depleted, that we don't have much to give extra to our husbands and to our little people. I want to encourage you to say yes to really saying no. Some of you work part-time, I'm sure, to make ends meet, and that's a necessity sometimes. But if you have a choice of paring back and being home with your kids, I so challenge you and encourage you to do that. These days, I'm sure you know how fast they go. I mean, and yet when you're in this situation day after day, it is something that you don't see as easily as others outside of you. When you turn and see a child every week or once a month and you see how quickly they're growing and going. And I look at my own kids and I think, wow, it's incredible. They're all taller than me. My life is a whirlwind. And I tell you, no lie, it's incredible how we juggle. And so what I'm saying to you is, even though your days are so busy with your little people, I hope that you enjoy the busyness. I hope that you will, and I say busyness, I mean the changing of the diapers, the cleaning of the spill, the refereeing between siblings. You know what? It is so worthwhile. It is so worth your very, very best effort. You know, there's lots of good things. I think, you know, we have Bible studies and there's this great mom's connection and there's a choir we can join, there's clubs we can join, there's that game with the dice that we get to go play now and then. And you know, there's so many things out there, and I think truly for us to be able to prioritize what is important to you, what is important not just to you, but to your husband, to your family. What goals do you have? What do you need to set steady and straight so that you can be a steady and strong you to manage your household and your children so that they are steady and healthy? I know that, you know, it seems kind of, it just seems so simple to think of going on a walk in the leaves. You know, taking your kids on a walk in the leaves, sitting at home drawing, just playing, lots of time for playing. I think the thing is that life is full, it's rushed. And, you know, even Megan jumping out the door, got here early, and it's still crazy. And I truly, it is. It's the challenge of the day. And I just purposefully, if we can prioritize, and if you can prioritize, and you make sure that you put first things first, that your people and your husbands and yourself will be a healthier, happier home. And you know, I know I hear you guys laughing, it's easier to be gone than to be at home. But I really hope that you, I do hope you spend lots of time at home. Because you know what? Kids today, they're so busy. I mean, does anybody have this? Any at home? And the TV and the movies and the game, and you know, it won't be long, and I don't know, maybe some of your kids have those iPods. I don't know. Anybody have an iPod in here? It's coming. There is so much electronic stuff, so much taking the minds and filling the time so that it seems as though the kids, they don't know how to be still. I'm bored, Mom. Oh, okay, wow. What can you do? You know, truly. And so, I think that the children, you know, to be able to be still at home, to be able to play quietly, it's just such a great thing to model, such a great thing to, you know, truly insist upon that this is how it's going to be and this is what we will do. And, you know what, I know that that will be a huge benefit as they're growing older. What do your days look like? Are they truly, are they jammed? Are they so full? Do you have extra things? Do you go out with other people for fun? Do you ever make decisions that you get home and think, whoops, shouldn't have done that. The day's gone. Confession, yesterday, I did such a thing. And you know what? And it's a balance, isn't it? My kids had the day off of school. After basketball practice was over, oh, let's go to Subway. So-and-so's going to Subway. And so, okay, let's go to Subway. And so there I sat for 45 minutes, and it's like, you know, I didn't get my laundry finished, but my kids sat there with their friends and had a great connecting time. And you know what? I have to balance that. And even though in my heart at first I thought, is this something that will benefit my day? And I, no. But it did benefit theirs. And so maybe that was the blessing that I did that. And yet, you know, I had to work through the, sorry, Steve, it's not quite there. So that's okay. I guess I wonder, are your kids busy? Are they so busy? Are they cranky? Are they getting enough rest time? Are they getting enough nap time? Are you running out the door? Do you take them on your errands? Do you trade with each other? What do you do? I just want to be very careful, and I hope so much that you all can just manage the order of your time at home so that there is time to get the important things done so that you will have that quietness within your own spirit. I just think it's a big challenge to say, be in charge of our day, be in charge of our schedule. I always struggled. I tend to be a people pleaser. Any people pleasers in here? And I always looked and I thought, oh man. And I would say yes to certain things, but then I would see how it would affect other portions of my day or my kids' day or my life. And I'm getting older this year, and I'm really still working on that skill of saying, you know, I'm sorry, that's not what I need for me today, but thank you. Or I always would wrestle with, oh dear, I need to explain. And it's like, no, I don't need to explain. I'm so sorry, that does not fit my plate's full. I'm sorry, I can't do that. And that's it, that's done, that's all. And yet, for some reason, you have to let it all out and let it be known. And therein is a whole nother issue, because emotionally you're thinking, well, what if she doesn't think that this is important, and but it's important to me, and da, da, da. And so, you know what? I'm so sorry, can't do it today. Or that doesn't fit, or maybe another time. I think it's important that we, as women, that we know our plan, that we, that you know your priority, and that you fit those things into your day accordingly.
That's a good question.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like balance is elusive.
Well, you know what? I think balance is very relative.
Okay.
I really do. Well, of course it is. You, Michelle? Oh, elusive. Well, it's like a dream that it's like out there. It's like smoke. You can't, you know, it's not definable. Like what's balanced for Michelle may not be balanced for Debbie. And I have this later on, but I'll say now, you know, what works for Debbie, like when I was in your place, what works for me may not necessarily work for somebody else. You know, this gal may be able to pull off a great dinner party at her house, and I couldn't do that, and that's okay. And I think truly that the balance comes when you know what the basics of what you need to be done. People need to be fed today. There needs to be groceries in our home. There needs to be somewhat a cleanliness factor. Carrie Ann read a quote to me the other day, and she said, she's my 15-year-old, and she said, Mom, listen to this. A clean house is a waste of time. And I said, wow. So, you know what? Isn't that funny? But I remember one of my neighbors years ago when Carrie Ann was newborn saying to me, Debbie, the dust will always be there, but she won't. And that's really helped me. It has helped me. I still struggle with comparison factor, you know. So-so's house is perfectly perfect, complete lacking in nothing. And I have dust everywhere. And it's like, you know, balance for me means that there's dust there sometimes. There's dust there a lot. And balance for somebody else means something different. But you know what, Carly, I think truly the basics, and maybe that's the bottom line, is that you know that your basics are covered, that your kids are clothed, that there's a plan for your day, that your homemaking, your housewife stuff is in good order, and girls, that is so huge. Don't give up on that. You be proud of who you are and what you've chosen to do. You know, the world screams at us that we're nothing, that we're not important. But you know, let me tell you, oh, it makes me cry. You guys, we are the foundation of this society. We are. And these little people that you are bringing up to be well-behaved, to be obedient, and I know we're all working on that in progress, but that's who the next society will be. Do they know how to obey their leaders? Do they know how to do what is right? Do they know how to stand strong in adversity when someone is doing something wrong? Can they choose to do what's right? Do they know how to forgive when someone's hurt them and press on and love in any way? So the things that you are teaching, the things that you spend your time doing and speaking into them and modeling for them, it's critical. No one's going to tell you that on the nightly news. But you know something? It is the bottom line truth. I'm just really tickled. I'm just tickled to see you all here. And I'm just thrilled to hear all those little people next door. Because this generation that's coming up, they're in your hands. It's yours. And boy, by God's grace, it can be terrific. You know what? We do the best we can with God's power. You know it? And at some point, those kids will turn around and make their own decisions. But what a great foundation that you have given them, that you are capable of giving them. And I think some of that unraveling that I see in our society truly comes from people being so busy and so overextended. And that's my big plea, and that's my big red flag today, is I think at this place in your day, in your lives, if you can get a grip on being still and knowing who you are, knowing what's important to you, what's important to your husband, what's best for your kids, you'll have that in good order. It's just amazing to me to look out and see how busy the children are. And I mean, some kids are playing two sports. I've even known some kids play three sports. It's crazy, guys. I think that we need to advocate for our kids. We need to teach them. You know, Krista was invited to three different parties one day. And we had to, it was tough, but You know, I'm so sorry. You need to choose one. And that was tough. I mean, it was emotionally trauma. But it had to be. It was. But it was the right decision. And I think that, you know, for kids to grow up and see parents who model and enforce this, you know, this is how much we need to do. This is good for you. This is what you can manage. Instead of watching or seeing mom model signing up for, you know, four things above and beyond her family and watching the stress of her life and how that impacts the lives within her group. Those kids learn more from watching us than anything that we will say. Carrie-Anne just tried out for the Southridge basketball team, and we really encouraged her to do it. She has been very talented over the years, and she had a real bad experience in sixth grade, and she was very sick, and we allowed her to step back, and we allowed her to quit, and we didn't nudge her forward. And so after tryouts last year at ninth grade, she said, "Mom, next year I'm going to do it." Okay, next year comes around, and tryouts are coming up. "I don't think so, Mom." And she was stepping back. And it was so good to be able to look at her, this girl who is a wonderful girl. She's a very good student, but she needed to add something to her life. She didn't need to step back. She needed to step up. And to be able to, it was just so God to sit down at the kitchen table, nobody else was home, and to just discuss with her and challenge her, you know? If it's because you're not interested or you don't want to, that's fine. But if it's because of fear, that's not okay. And I said, you know, Dad and I are leaving this with you. Well, she went for it, and she made a team, and we're thrilled that she's playing. And yet, we just got her schedule last night. You guys, buckle up. It's amazing. I mean, here, this girl is 15, and she's a very good student. She's a great kid. There's four-hour practices a day. Yeah. One day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
After school.
And then next week they get to come home for an hour, and then Mom drives them back, and then it's a 3-hour. But what I'm saying to you is, I think that for you and for us as parents, that you are the parents. You order your child's day. You teach them what they are capable of and what they can do. So that when they grow and grow up and someone says 1 hour of weight training and then 3 hours of practice. And Carrie-Anne came home last night and she was, it was incredible. And it was, the schedule looked like it's Friday night and Saturday, 4 hours Friday and then 2 hours on Saturday. She had signed up for this special, what's it called? It's some big teenage girl, big conference at the Rose Garden, Revolve Tour. And it's part of her stepping out. I'm so tickled. My little child has really been behind my skirts most of her life, and please don't tell her I told you that. But she's just wonderful, and she has really, just really stepped out these last few years, and I'm so proud of her. But that was going to be an issue, the Revolve Tour, because of the conflict. And you know what? I saw her countenance last night. She just was tearful. "Mom, I can't do this. This doesn't work." And what I'm saying is, the world and their idea of what's okay, it's not my idea of what's okay. So, 4-hour practices a day and 2-hour practice on Saturday, it's ridiculous, and it's coming. And I wrote a list down last night, Steve and I, And we picked up the phone, and we called the coach, and we just said, because, you know, there's going to come a time when they're going to say, we want your kids to self-advocate. We want them to stand up and be able to communicate for themselves. And that's a very good goal, and it's really something we're all working on. But this was really over the top. And so we grabbed that schedule, and Steve talked to the coach. And you know what? It was on black and white paper. But when the coach heard my husband's very kind, diplomatic, concerned parent voice, it was amazing what happened. You know what? He says, we set the bar high. We have excuses out the gazoo. Things happen. We know. But what it had communicated to my teen was, this is what's expected of you. Do it. And without parents who say, this much is enough, this is good, and even for a season, even for a week, if it's called preseason and we're just going to jam and get it done and get in shape and then it will back off, okay, but it's okay to say, you know, I'm sorry, that doesn't work for us. We have other plans. Or this isn't, we're not capable. And so what I'm saying is, it happens here and at your place in your day, for you all to be able to recognize that and to see what's good and acceptable and right for your family, for your spouse, that you at this stage in the game can put that together and can figure that out so that you are in charge of your time zone and of your priorities. So, okay. Your children are so little. I mean, they're little tiny kids in here, and then they're, I just know that from 0 to 6 are those critical, important building years, the foundation steps. You guys, you just got to know how important you are, how important your time at home is, what you build into them, what you model for them. It's your time. It's your time to give it all. And you know, I know we laugh about, I've got to get rid of my kids. You know, I know it, and we need humor. Humor is good. But truthfully, the bottom line, the actual fact is, those little people, they are yours. God gave them to you to build into and to be strong, to challenge, to encourage, to cuddle, to spend empty moments doing nothing. How great would that be? I hope that you build that into your time. You know, I just want to say this. You know, we women compare. We compare all the time. It's a sinful quality of our human nature. And I think that it is so important that we really check ourselves and say, I don't need to be doing what so-and-so is doing. She's putting her kid in this. She's putting her kid in that. That's too much for me. I don't need that. My child doesn't need that. I just challenge you so. Please don't keep up with the Joneses, as it were. It is, isn't it? I know it is. And honestly, I'll say this. With preschool, I really trust that you know that you know your child and your decisions that you and your husband make for the benefit of your child and his well or her well-being. I just challenge you, don't send them off too soon. They're so little. It's amazing what they learn out there. When Carrie Ann and Trevor and Carissa were little, I never did preschool with them because we were happy. It worked. We played, we visited, we had friends, and went to the park. And yet when Carrie Ann went to second grade and Trevor entered kindergarten, I felt sorry for my little Carissa. Because she was, I think, She was four. And I thought, oh, this kid, she's a busy kid. And so I talked with my husband, and we signed her up for preschool. And it was, you know, a good preschool, a great reputation. And I took her, and she tearfully went. And for the first week, she tearfully went. It was the fourth day, and it was, the preschool didn't start until, I think it was like nine, it was, I don't know, I forget the hours, but it was about 30 minutes before we were to leave, and she was dressed and ready to go. And it was warm outside, it was fall, and so she was outside in the backyard, and I looked out my kitchen window, and she was swinging in her swing, and she was just crying. I don't want to go, Mommy, I don't want to go. But I said, oh, okay, because my thing, I'm sorry, I kept thinking, but everybody says this is such a good thing. Don't be socialized. It'll be good. And I went out there and I said, you know, let's just try it one more day. Come on, let's, okay. And so we went, and I stayed the whole time. I didn't mean to, but I was kind of drafted. So the weekend came and went, and everything was fine, family time enough. And then Monday came, and here we were again. And who was out there on the swing sobbing 30 minutes before it was time to go? My little Carissa. And you know what? I was wrong. She didn't need it. And it was a huge lesson to me. She needed me. She needed my time. And I think that it was very... it was going against my culture. And I just praise God that I had enough stuff and courage to say, you know, okay, done. And I didn't get the deposit back and, you know, whatever. But that's how it was. But I did what was right for my child. And you know what? That little girl and I got to have a whole year together before she entered kindergarten. And it was so sweet. And would I say to you, she needs other kids? I thought she did, but she didn't. She didn't want it. And so I just want to challenge you. You know what? If it's pressure, if you're doing it because so-and-so is doing it, just do what's right for yours, honestly, because you know your child. And I also have to confess that it was like, oh, I'm going to have some good free time. But it didn't happen. And it was delayed. And you know what? That was okay. It was okay. Because it meant that I did the right thing for her. So anyway, I just wanted to put that little thing out there to say, all the time, whether it's sports, whether it's preschool, whether it's activity, whatever it is, I just really trust and pray. And I hope every day, you guys, every day that we and you and me say, God, fill me with your spirit today. Help me make the right decisions. Show me which way to go. Because truly, on our own, it doesn't happen. But he can make it happen every day. Not just we're going to go skipping through the day. It's hard. I know it's hard. And there's challenges out there. But you know, our great God, he promised in James chapter 1, he said, you ask me for wisdom, and I will give it to you. So I wanted to say this too, and then I think we'll be ready to stop. James chapter 1, about wisdom. And then, you know, where else somewhere? I'm a terrible person with references, but we do not have because we do not ask. And he wants to give it. My kids are teens, pretty much. So I signed up for this, class. And the Beaverton School District offering a parenting class. Who? Megan. Okay. I signed up to Parenting Teens for Parents Who Care. And I thought, oh, well, I'm going to go, and because I care. And and I thought because I attended another class at my elementary school, and the speaker was outstanding. Couldn't even believe it. So I thought, oh, hot dog. And so I went. And can I tell you, as I sat there and I listened, I knew that there was nothing. There was no mention. Well, there was no mention of God except for possible 1 hour a week spiritual commitment. But sports was 3 hour a week commitment, and homework was 2 hours a week, and outside creative interest was another 3 hours a week, but religious experience was 1 hour a week. And I knew after they said, you know, that divorce, your kids are strong, divorce, don't bounce back, don't feel guilty. I knew I was in the wrong place. But more than that, as I sat around this group of parents with teens, middle school teens, and listened to some of their stories and heard some of the stuff that was going on in their lives, you guys, I want to shout, give your kids a strong foundation. Let them know how loved they are. Let them see the real you. We're not perfect. I ask forgiveness a lot. But for you to raise your kids in love, in commitment, in devotion, and you know what? That Pampered Chef party, I'm staying home. I need to be here with you. Or, like for me, no, you know what? I'm going to not do that because I need to help with math tonight. But for you, you know, no, don't blitz off and go get a pedicure. If you're, whatever. But yeah, go get a pedicure. It's really refreshing. But you know what, I think for us to communicate to our people that they are the reason. They're not our idol. Please don't get me wrong. Don't make the kids the idol. They're not our idol. But we have such a responsibility to fulfill and to carry out so that you build your kids solid, strong. You do the best you can. Because when they enter that world out there where there are people, whether you send them to Christian schools, whether you send them to public schools, sin is out there. And it is what they come away with from your home that will be their steady foundation. It just made me so sad to listen to the parents around my table. They had nothing. It was sad. When I shared something, I thought, well, gosh, I better say something here just to be on the same page. And I just said, you know, my son, he's just so active and he's a great kid, but his energy level is bouncing off the wall. He is just full of hormones growing and activity. And I said, you know what? My husband and I sat him down and we talked all that through the other night. And they looked at me like, you talked to your kid? And it's just different out there, you guys. So the time is now for you to devote yourselves to your job and your mission. I just really challenge you to be still, to really and truly be still in here and in here so that you can carry out this incredible mandate that God has given you. You know, children are a blessing from the Lord. I mean, the Bible calls them a reward. And so, I just, way to go, way to be strong. You guys, give it your best. The times are coming. They really are, even though my life seems like it is a zoo. But the times are coming when they won't be home in the day. And then, it's like, oh. So, anyway, listen, I have a great little quote I wanted to end with, but I can, I'll end after our questions. How about that? So open, anybody, questions, comments. Yes, ma'am. Well, you know what? She is going. And we, you know, she had signed up, she had already paid, and Steve and I saw that it overwhelmed her, and she crumbled. To think that the expectation of the world schedule was expected of her. And for her to come to her parents and for us to say, you know what, we talked to the coach and it's okay. We just need to tell him beforehand. She is going to the concert, and she will be going to the week thing in between Christmas and New Year's, because that's important. That's life. When are you? She is going to keep playing, yeah. But you know what? When that expectation of the coach, when that expectation was challenged and adjusted, then it made it manageable for her. So she's going forward, and I'm glad. Yeah, it's good for her. We found out that the four-hour practices are just a few weeks. And, you know, praise God, she's getting her braces off. And so she's going to be able to skip two of those four-hour practices. And so, you know what? But even that, but check it out. This other student says, oh my gosh, Carrie-Anne, you can't miss. You'll never get to play. You can't miss practice. So that's it. That is weird out there, gang. It is not right. This society is wacko. It is. It is. And if you can change the pace of your kids at this point in their life, then you will be better for it. Anybody?
One question is not on the same subject, but it's what do you do in your day that would fill your cup, that brings you life in your day?
Me personally?
Yeah. So that you have something to offer to your family and to your kids.
Yeah. That's a good question. You know, honestly, when I do my Bible study, honestly, it fills me up. It just fills me up. Am I a faithful Jane? No. Am I a terrible student? I was never a great. My husband is as methodical as they come. That man is at the same place at the same time every morning. And praise God, but you know, my spirit, but when I discipline myself and say, Debbie, sit down. But sometimes I'll do it at night, at quiet when it's bedtime. That's very good. It doesn't happen on a daily basis, Carly. And I wish I was, I need to work harder at personally refreshing myself. I did 2 weeks ago, just threw everything aside and took up my knitting basket. And I do knit, but it's fun to knit. But, and I walked down the street, and my friend Kelly and I had a latte for one hour. And she's in the same boat as I. She has kids the very same age. And you know what? Can I tell you, that was just so refreshing. And I said to myself, and she said to herself, oh, we've got to do this more. Because, you guys, I didn't believe it when I was at your stage. But it does get busier. It's ridiculous. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, I didn't encourage you. But I want to say, please enjoy these days. Please enjoy them. And,
I have a question. The rut I'm in is more on the lines of trying to be the housekeeping person, you know, and I was like, as of last night, when my husband came home, and housekeeping was something to disarray. And I said to him, 45 minutes ago, there was nothing on the floor. And there was nothing on the counter. And now that you're home, it's all back out again. And I'm literally, so when I'm like, I'm not even going to bother cleaning it up, because within, you know, half an hour, it's all back out again. But that's, like, so how do I... Do I just not say that to myself and say, I need to clean it up anyway, even if it's a mess,
when
it's there?
So is it toys? Is it just toys?
Toys, princesses, shoes,
yeah.
Crown, tiaras.
Yeah. You know, Megan, I'll tell you something. Can I tell you, I felt exactly that way yesterday, okay? It was a holiday for many, Veterans Day. A great day to respect our military people. But my kids were home. And it was the same. Pardon? Yeah, you do. It's just a fact of life. But the other fact of life is, at this age and stage of the game,
you learn to pick up yourself. This is how it is. Because if you don't teach them now, guess what? Yeah. And honestly, the toys are bigger. And I can't tell you how many times I said, okay, there is absolutely no electronics today. Because the GameCube was left out, open, strings everywhere, of course. And it's, you know, it's an ongoing challenge, truly. I don't think there's any perfect princess wand to wave and say, done. But it's just, honestly, I think, yeah, it is. And also, I think, truly, our husbands, who are in a world of order, most of them probably, their world is very ordered. People are dressed nicely. There are no spills. And you know what? It's just how it is. And to lovingly, you know, just bring him on board and say, you know, we're trying so hard. You're a team. What, does he not believe you? Does he not believe you, Megan?
No. He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah.
And it's not for yourself. It's just calling for me.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, Megan, I don't want to say give it up, but give it up. But you know what, honestly, your little Abby and Emma, they can clean up. They know how, they can do that. They are fully capable.
So how do you, and I know that this perseverance, but man,
well, and
anger mommy comes out. It's like literally, I've tried, and I know I just think you guys eventually don't get it, but by 4:30, I've been up since 6:30 with them. Abby's been tears on the floor because she's too tired to move, but doesn't want to move her toy.
Because she
forgets her own princess. But literally, at that point in the game, it's like, this is not worth the 45 minutes of two screaming children who are not going to do it, and I'm just have to say over and over again, can you need to pick up her toys, or...
Okay, go
challenge my girls. I bet you can't do it in 2 minutes, and I bet you can't do it or I bet you can do this faster. And both of my girls want that challenge, you know, the timer, and of course, I'll come in. Or if I'm getting in, I want to get a challenge.
What is your
challenge?
Hey, I love that. Oh, I love it. Oh, that's good, Carly. That is so good. And do it. And do it.
And try to get well with them.
Well, I have a drastic story from my childhood. My mother will kill me for telling you. She was at her breaking point with us trying to keep our house clean, and nor our room clean. And it was just, I don't know if we had Carrie, it might have been Sharon and I, but, and she kept saying, pick up your toys, pick up your clothes now, and there was just stuff all over the floor, and I remember she had it, and she, and you can do this if you have a fireplace, she walked into our room, scooped everything into bags on the floor, and threw it through the fireplace. I remember standing there going, here goes some new shoes we just bought.
Yeah. Wow, that's a gutsy mom. That's good.
You have 5 minutes. The stuff that's left on the floor will be going into good work. I mean, you know, it may take one or two trips to get well to actually get it.
Yeah, you guys, what is it? Less is more. That's a great phrase. Yeah, less is more. And you know what this other phrase I've come upon, Katie, I know your hands up. I love this. Have nothing in your home that you do not believe to be useful or beautiful. How about that? Is that good? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. No, it's not. I think it was William Morris or somebody. Nothing. Have nothing in your home. Katie, did you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. I have a comment. It's really, it seems very funny. But, one song to hear me call. I feel like I'm going to get a whole lot of
Yeah, and that's really that's such a healthy way to think, Hillary, because it took me a long time to get that. But it's true. You know, our time to shine continues.
That's where I think that works.
What's that? You know what? You do. Yeah, because Katie, it's all you that's interacting. Unless you make other arrangements for, it's you who's interacting.
And I think, see, also, I mean, you're still a new mom, so you're still adjusting from not working full time. Where you, it's not like you were, and you are contributing now, but there was that monetary contribution that you had for several years. So, you know, you don't have that. So there's just a different, I mean, I still struggle with that.
Enjoy this time.
It's
let it go.
Sleep during that time.
Don't feel guilty.
You guys, I don't want us to feel guilty either, but I also don't want us to ignore the Holy Spirit when he says, get moving. You know what I mean? But everybody, it's like Carly asked about balance, it's all so different for each of us. And, you know, the day that you have planned and the stuff on your plate, it is hard for us women. I love that. Pass the guilt on with the paper. That is very huge. Thank you for that. But that is, it's so important. Because if you know, it's coming to realize what works for you. What's right for you. And then just working at being settled and secure in that. Very good. Well, hey, let me wrap up with this quote. My mother passed away when I was 24. And but before she did, the Christmas before, she gave me this book, and it's called Restoring the Christian Family, and it was printed in 1979. But listen to this quote. She wrote, my mom wrote, to Debbie Ann, and then there was a dash for S-T-E-V-E, because she knew Steve, and she was assuming that we were going forward. But this is what it says. So to Christian parents, we say, be present to your children. Give you to them. Touch often. Hold them. Read stories. Play. Pray with them. But relax. Don't try so hard. Rest in your mess. God has it. He always has. Praise God for the mess, as He will turn it into glory. I just love that. Does that just wrap it up perfect? Because it is. That's it. Anyway, thanks you guys for letting me come, and I just enjoy being here. And anyway, love you guys.